So we got two experts in the studio this morning talking about divorce. We'll start with you, Dr. Julie Galthorpe. I've been through the ringer with the divorce. Know what it's all about. Where do you want to start, Julie?
Well, I think that what happens with divorce is people fall into this trap of this idea, whether they say it out loud or not, it's a win-lose situation. Like someone's going to get more, someone's going to get more time. And even if you don't start out that way, and parents will say right up front, I don't want that, you can get pulled into that fast, especially when emotions are high and that system that you're working within feels adversarial. So you can get really stuck, and both parents need kids to pull back so they can, so both people win and then kids can succeed. And maybe that's where I'll just maybe hand that over to Charlene, because we're trying to look at things differently today where it's not about win-lose. It's about the entire family being able to pull back and come at this differently than what has been traditional, what we see in television shows. So I'll let Charlene kind of weigh in terms of how we are doing that differently.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Julie. Children are, by design, 1,000% focused on their adults. And when adults' relationships divide, children feel divided. And the way that we can afford an end to the relationship and the family system is by paying attention to the fact that both parties, regardless of what their issues are with one another, both parties want what's best for their kids. And the win-win comes when we place children, their rights, and their views and preferences at the center of our decision-makings in the context of separation and divorce.
Julie, you said something about both parents need to win for the kids to succeed. Can you kind of just do a little deep dive into what does that really mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when parents separate, the couple relationship, it ends, right?
Yeah.
But the parenting system, that dynamic is supposed to continue. So when it becomes parent versus parent, kids don't get two strong parents. They get two stressed parents who are pulling them in opposite directions. So win-win is not about adults feeling thrilled with the outcome because fairness is very subjective. It's about building the conditions or that environment where the child can grow without carrying the adult conflict, and not just in their thoughts, but also in their body.
All right. So I think then you're saying like win-win would be focused mostly on the children's happiness, right? And not on the adults' outcomes or expectations, let's say.
Yeah, for sure. It means that we stop treating the child. And I thought this is a really good way to think about it. Often when people are in conflict, the child becomes the proof that I was the better parent. I cared more. That's why you're with me more. That's why you spend more time with me. Kids aren't evidence, because this is family issues. This isn't a criminal or a civil, like fighting for someone who's done something wrong. It's kids aren't evidence that you're the best parent. They're people. And that's what Charlene's trying was emphasizing in terms of kids feeling that conflict. And we want them to feel like kids so that they can go through their life, and I always say with one world, as opposed to this thing divided.
Charlene, you work closely with the kids with their parents going through divorce. What have you taken from the conversations with the kids?
Kids feel a torn allegiance. When you can't get along with your ex in order to manage or take care of your kids' needs, they suddenly feel like they have to choose sides, and that divides them as well. That ends up in low self-esteem, a desire to have a voice, but oftentimes feeling like they have absolutely no control over what's going on in their lives, and that can lead to depression and isolation and even a sense of self-harm. But children thrive when they are given some input, and I'm really clear to say that it's not their control or decision-making, but it's their input, and it's a respect and appreciation not only for their rights and their voice in a situation where they've had little to no control.